man in question, the comedian Arj Barker, joins us right now. Mr. Barker, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm good. So we've had calls for and against. So just tell us what happened in your words.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we started the show and it was pretty full theater and Saturday night, really packed and great vibe. The show was going really well. And then I heard a baby, which is a pretty distinct sound. And I thought, oh, there's a baby here. And I figured out where it was. I made a few jokes about the baby not making noise. And they were well received. But then the baby continued to occasionally make noise. Now, it wasn't crying or screaming, and I never said that. It was doing that kind of cute thing babies do. They go, rally, la, la, kind of talking. But in the afternoon, sound travels like you can hear the drop of a pin. And I've seen already that that noise, it doesn't take much to distract an audience, you know, when they're watching a show. And you know, I've worked on these jokes, and there's timing, and there's pauses. And it's just not going to work with the baby. It's just not going to work. And so I made this decision, Tom, and it was, you know, it wasn't easy because I knew it was really awkward for me, to be honest. But I said, I'm really sorry, but the baby can't stay. And the woman, just like Sue said, which was a pretty good description, the woman did not even know that I was serious at first. And she just stood there and she's like, looked at me like, wait, you're not joking? And I said, no, I'm not, because... And look, I'll be honest, there's a couple important things that I would want to stress. I made the decision not for myself, for the audience who wanted to see the show uninterrupted, who wanted to see the jokes work as they should. And also, you know, I shouldn't have been in that position, to be honest, because the show is a 15-plus show. It's stated clearly on the website.
Did you know, we spoke to the mum, Trish.
Let me be clear about this.
Okay.
It's stated strictly 15-plus on the website. That's not my policy. That's the policy of the festival or the show.
Did you know that the mum was breastfeeding?
The first I heard of that was this morning when someone said an article mentioned it. I can't see well enough. I've got lights on me. These people are in the dark.
Yeah.
So I could just make out a woman holding a baby. I had zero idea if she was breastfeeding, nor would that have been a factor because I don't have any problem with that.
She also told us that a number of other people, mainly women but some men, got up and left the show, I guess, to support her. Did you see that?
Yes, I'd say from where I was standing, I could see about maybe between 7 to maximum – I wouldn't even say 10, probably about seven or eight people, about five people in the area of the babies that may or may not have been with the woman. And then a couple to my left that were probably separate left. And I didn't find out why they were. But 99% of the audience remained.
Sure.
And the show was, and I made many comments about it throughout the show because it was rattling. It was troubling.
Upon reflection, do you think upon reflection, you know, it's been a couple of days now, do you think you did the right thing?
I think I did the right thing, but it was a very difficult situation, but I think I would do it again. But I think the only thing is I would knowing what I know now, I would say I'm really sorry, but it's, you know, there's a policy in place that, you know, infants aren't technically allowed to be there. I have nothing against babies. I was a baby for several years.
Wait.
It was quite a while ago now, but...
The sad thing is the mother in question, Trish, is a massive fan of yours and you know, hadn't been able to get out very much because she had the baby and was really looking forward to it. Now she says she won't go and see you again.
Well, that's a shame, you know, and I'm sorry that she feels that way. I do think that it had the theater done their job to, I mean, I'm not, it's not a question of passing blame because, again, I don't really think I've done anything wrong. I do think it was a terribly difficult situation, but I did it on behalf of the audience. Mm. And, yeah, I can understand that it was difficult and embarrassing for her, and I do feel bad about that.
Do you have any more performances planned?
Tons. Yeah, I'm touring. I'm going all over outer Melbourne, all over Victoria, around the country.
Could I put it to you, and we can put you together with Trish, that maybe you could offer her a couple of free tickets if you're able to do it. Make it clear that she can't come with the baby, but that you are sorry and you'd like to see her at another
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Well, I told her on the night as she was leaving, because again, and then, you know, I can't stress enough, this was not something I enjoyed. I offered her a refund on the night as she was leaving, which, again, is on behalf of the theater that didn't say, "Oh, I'm really sorry, but you know, infants aren't allowed at this performance." You know, it was all big. It was a storm.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call it a perfect storm,
but a storm. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Isaac, I do appreciate you coming on.
If you wanted to come along, and if that helped, you know, I have nothing against her, and I'm grateful for everyone that comes to my shows. I say every night, at some point in my show, I try to mention that without an audience, my job doesn't exist. I'm very aware of that. I don't have tickets on myself. I just wanted to do a good show for the people that came. And also, I want to add, too, that despite what you've been hearing, I haven't been listening to your show this morning, but I've gotten a lot of supportive emails and comments, both in person and, you know, and messages and stuff.
Well, look,
people that were there and said, you know, we're grateful you did that, because you need to watch comedy in a focused environment. It doesn't work if there's any audience member, regardless of their age, if they're yelling out. That's, you know, arguably you could say is ruining the performance.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Arj. Look, we've got your details. We'll put you in touch in a safe and polite way with Trish. I think if you could offer her a couple of tickets, make it clear that she's welcome, but the baby is not, I think that would mend a few fences.